I'm Alexandra Vitale with BuffaloBills.com. I'm joined right now by wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills, TJ Graham. TJ, thanks so much for being here with me. How's the first day back being and everything?
Getting back to it, you know, football is what we do best. So, finally having the offseason kind of end and start the, new season is always exciting.
Definitely. Now, if you could just talk about what you were doing on your offseason and, anything fun.
Well, I'm from North Carolina, so I went back home. I'm finishing up my degree still. Went back to school, took a few vacations, worked out, recovering from hip surgery, so I had to run and rehab. So I had a very busy offseason. So.
Now, you said you were going back to school. What are you getting your degree in?
Sport management.
Okay. That's cool. What made, obviously with a sports background, but what kind of made you get into that?
Well, it's a very open field because even though it's sport management, it's not specifically sports, it's recreation too, and there's a lot of variety in it, and there's people I went to school with that work on cruise ships now, so they sail around the world providing the recreational activities for all the passengers, so there's a lot of avenues you could take from the sports management field. So.
Great. Wow, that's interesting. So if you can talk a little bit about, being back here at camp, and does it feel like being moved back into college again in these dorms?
No, they take pretty good care of us here. I feel like my dorm room at NC State was not this nice at first. But no, being back here, it's back to business. And it's one of the best training camps in the NFL. So we have to take advantage of it and, live it to the fullest.
Now, you've been in the league a few years. Some of the rookies must be coming to you asking you for advice. What do you tell these guys when they come to you?
Well, most of the time they don't know how to ask. So they fail and then they come ask. We had a guy late for a meeting the other day, but he assumed that somebody was going to wake him up or so. They learn the hard way, but they come to you for advice after the fact most of the time.
A few years ago in one of your interviews, you said being drafted by the Bills was sort of like destiny. Can you kind of expand on that, and do you think that still stands true to this day?
Yeah, well, I've had a couple growing pains, ups and downs, prior to my being drafted, I was really stressed out, and I have really pretty vivid dreams. So I had a dream that I was sitting in a locker room. It was actually at One Bills Drive, and I saw blue uniforms, or blue, white, and red, but I couldn't specify which blue, white, and red team it was. And then when I got the phone call, then I knew that, that dream was a reality. So then I came in, we had OTAs and minicamp, and I was sitting down, and I was looking across the locker, and it was like Mario and some other people, and my dream came to light that day, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. Now, if you can just talk a little bit about what you brought to camp. What's some things, items that you brought that you can't live without here?
Well, I usually bring my refrigerator because I am kind of a fat kid. But, I left my refrigerator this year. No, I rented a mattress because I love to sleep. My bed is probably the most comfortable place. And when it's time to hit the bed, it's a good time to, recharge your body and relax.
And one more thing about food. Now, you mentioned you're a fat kid at heart. What's your favorite food and why would you say that is?
Well, we have a little stir-fry station, so you can basically put whatever you want to in it. And, some days if you want steak, and some days you want chicken or shrimp, or sometimes you add all of it together. But that's my favorite station. You can add as much food as you want to and eat as much as you want.
All right. Thank you so much, TJ Graham, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. We'll see you on the field here.